We are continuing on Shulam Shakavanot Dosh Purim. We're up to the part of where the Arizal explained to us the mitzvah of Lekol Mi Sheposhet Yodo. And he starts off, V'gam Ma She'amur Chazal Ki Bimei Purim Notnim Lekol Mi Sheposhet Yodo. This is the halach and Shulchan Aruch Bredan Din in the Gemara, that it's very interesting that all year round we're not obligated to give everybody that comes collecting. We are obligated actually to investigate, make sure that our money is going to the right places, right sources. Our money is there to mechazik mosdot, to give to poor people. We have to. It's our job to investigate, and that's why all these vadim in every city are about, to investigate that the people going collecting are authentic. Interesting enough that Chazal tell us during Purim time we let go of all the investigations, and anybody who puts out their hands for tzedakah, you give them. Now why is that? What changes from all year round that we're making the proper due diligence on people's, you know, apparently coming collecting for proper causes, and on Purim we let everything go? What happens? So he's going to explain to us what's going on here. Va'inyanu ke'agabai shel tzedakah hu ha'yesod. As we explain, this is the back into the Inyan, that we know that the whole chidush of Purim is that the yesod da'aba is penetrating into the patuv of ima, through the parts of Ima, through the parts of Nukva, and is sticking outwards. And the tremendous Ha'ara, which is coming out from the parts of Avaba, is enlightening the whole entire planet. It's giving the day of Purim an uplifting experience that we don't find in the entire year. As opposed to the entire year, we find that we have a limited amount of Hashpa from Abba. Now, the Yesod of Abba is what we're going to focus on. So he's telling us that the Gabay Tzedakah is Keneged the Yesod. Sorry. The Yesod of Abba is Keneged the Gabay Tzedakah. Ubimei Achola Shehu Yesod Ezam. When the predominant Hashpa that we are receiving is from the Yesod Ezam, Tzarech Lirot Lemi Noten HaTzedakah. Then we have to investigate in that particular zman of Ashpa of Zah. We have to investigate who you're giving tzedakah to. Avalata shu yisod abba hara gdola ein lakpid. Therefore, we're not makpid to who we give to. The person that you could be giving to, it could be a very rich person. Doesn't matter. Give him. Ela kol mishu pushet yado notnim. This is by the way not only a halacha in Kabbalah, this is again, like I said, this is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch as well. Now, I just want to read a bit of the notes over here in the Tiv. So it explains as follows. What exactly is the Inyan going on here? So it says as follows. Biu b'mash amu de purim kol de purim kol poshet yodu notim lo. מה שאינו כן כל השנה. לגבי הצגה הוא מקבל את המאות מהדנות ממינות לעני. הוא דוגמת לבחינת היסוד. המקבל מהחמש ספירות הראשונות ונותן למלכות הנקרא דלה, עניה. I'm reading the thief in אות נון גימום. ונותן למלכות הנקרא דלה ועניה. רק שבכל ימות השנה הוא בחינת יסוד העזה. שבו יש אחיזה של קלי, ולכן צריך לבדוק בעני המקבל את אימו רוי ליתן לו. דים נותן למי שאינו רוי, גורם כמו כן למעלה להשפיע לקלי חז ושלום. אבל הפורים גם הצדקה מתעלים מהם עתה בחינת יסוד הבא שאין בו אחיזת אלא קלי, לכן בפורים אין צריך לדקדק ונות לכל הפושט יד. Tremendous insights. So what is he saying over here? What is the nafka mina at the end of the day? Aritzel really doesn't explain himself. What's the difference whether you are giving tzedakah during Purim or you're giving tzedakah during the entire year? What is the difference? So he tells us the difference. The difference is, during the entire year, we have the normal hashpa'a, the normal hashgacha of zam. When it comes to Purim, we have the hashgacha of Abba, which is a much higher level. So what? What's the big deal? So the answer is as follows. When a person gives tzedakah, a person has to be careful that he's nurturing the proper sources. Meaning that there's an evil element called chitzonim. And they, the way they grow is by giving shefa to them. And we don't want to do that. We don't want to grow chitzonim, the evil side. But rather, we're keeping the shefa for the tzad hatov. Tzedakah is the shefa, is all. You're feeding what's called the anim, dal. Dal is the malchut. When we're feeding the malchut, it's essential that we make sure that we're funneling the shefa of our money, which is shefa, to the right sources. Because if not, it can fall into the bad hands and increase the strength of the evil side called the chitzonim. That's during the whole entire year. Masheken Purim. Purim, we have the Hashpa of Abba. So Abba has the koach to dispel all evil influences. He's so strong, the Hashpa on Purim, that we don't have to be afraid of giving our money to the wrong sources. It would automatically go to the right sources. And then there's no chance of any of the chitzonim, the negative entities, to get a hold of the Hashpa and to use it for their purposes. That's why we can be rest assured that wherever your money is going on Purim, it's going to the right cause. Because the Hashpa of Abba is there to protect and to funnel that energy and that shefa, that material money that you're giving, will definitely go to the right places. Tremendous insight. Let's continue. Next mitzvah. We're up to the mitzvah of Chayev Inish Lebisume Bipuriyaf. The most famous inyan in Purim is to be happy during Purim. Let's see how it explains. Umash Omur Chazal, Chayev Inish Bisume Bipuria Ad Lo Yoda Ben Aruch Haman Libaruch Mordechai. A person has to, the way it's traditionally translated, a person has to become so drunk that he cannot differentiate between Aruch Haman, the cursed Haman, and the blessed Mordechai. Vakavanu, ki leolam toch haklipa yesh nitzut shel kedusha. Because we know inside the klipa yesh nitzut shel kedusha. It's like a nut. A nut has a delicious tasting element called the nut, but around it's a very hard shell. Ami'ir betocha mechaye ota. The actual fruit actually keeps the shell alive. For example, if you peel an apple, when you look at the apple, you have the peel of the apple, which is nice, it looks red and shiny. As soon as you peel the apple and you leave the peel by itself, it dries up. So you see the inside of the internal part of the fruit actually gives source and energy to the outer part of the fruit. L'chein tzarech lomar Baruch Haman l'amshich el nitzut ahu or l'chein tzarech lomar b'lo kavana achar shuhu shikur shikor v'yatza midato shim yeh chaz v'shalom b'kavana ya'ir gam al haklipa chaz v'shalom. ונר לאן ידעתי כי שאנו ממשיך לראו המוח הבינה ברחל על ידי שיית יין בריבוי גדול יש הערה גדולה ויש בה כוח להעיר גם אל הניצוץ ההוא אשר בתוך הקליפות. Okay, this is a very very deep עניין over here. I will try to explain to the best of my ability, but before I get into this עניין, I have to tell you a little halakha. The halacha is as follows, that in the Mishnah Berurah explains this inyan of getting drunk during Purim. So the way he explains it, that most of the poskim, especially according to the Ramah, that there's no real inyan of getting drunk on Purim. The inyan is rather, according to the Rambam, it's a pshara between all the poskim, is that rather you should drink more than you used to drinking. That you yotze, your chiyuv of chayv inish libisume bepuria. A person has to be submerged in Purim, not that he needs to be drunk out of his mind, but rather he should be extremely happy during Purim, meaning that he should drink more than he usually does. More than he usually does. And the post can go into the ramifications of drinking too much, because a person will then not be able to bench Birkat HaMazon, and also he won't be able to pray Mincha. That's what they suggest anyways, in all cases, to pray Mincha before the Suda. And so many, many different kilkulim happen due to the fact of drinking. So the steam of the poskim is not to drink too much during Purim, but rather a point where you feel lightheaded, you feel enjoyable, but nevertheless you're in control and you can do the mitzvot hayom with all the kavanot. I must admit that the Lashon of the Rizal is not like that. The Lashon of the Rizal is quite mefurish over here, that chayv inish libisume bepuria has to be taken to its limit and become drunk. Shikor is one of the lashonot we find over here, and the inyan is more musbar episod when we explain the inyan a bit more. But for this, I'm going to read a bit of the tiva kavanot to explain the inyan. Viu saw the inyan shetzarech lishtot ad shiita lomar baruch haman. A person has to drink so much that he makes a mistake, it actually, in the way he's phrasing Baruch Haman. He calls Haman Baruch, bless Haman. Now, why do we want to bless Haman? Why should we try to bless Haman? What is the pshat in Chazal anyways? Why do you have to get so shikur in order that you're making a mistake in blessing Haman? And he says, V'ininhu, shalo kol akali, chiyutam hu minitzutza kedusha nintzaim gam, נמצאים בם מחיים אותנו כנראה כנאמה ואתה מחיה את כולם. We know that the pasuk says HaKadosh Baruch Hu מחיה את כולם. What does it mean כולם? We take it as מחיה all of Klal Yisrael and the entire world, sources, everything. What about the negative entities which are in the world? Does he source that as well? Of course he does. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sources everything. That means the reason why he's sourcing the negative powers in order to give free choice to a person, in order to be able to see both sides of the coin, good and bad, and the person has a choice to choose between good and bad. So therefore, it's intrinsic that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sources that bechina of bad. It's called in the Lashon HaRizal Litzorach Govoa, in order to give this equilibrium in the Briah, in order for them to choose between good and bad, in order for them to receive their chelik le'olam haba, that they can say that I've chosen good over bad, and to get your schar le'olam haba. Therefore, obviously, bad has to be sourced. Haman was bad. Haman was part of the klipot, as we read earlier on, that the klipot of the zayin tachtonim of the klipot, one of the lowest klipot over there, full of tumah, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu sourced him, kept him alive, gave him energy, actually made him second in charge on the entire planet, in order again the Yehudim of the Bizmanam should choose either follow him, not follow him, for them to get tzchar. And therefore he needs the energy to continue his tzor govoa, his work, in order to give this equilibrium in the world. ואנו ממשיך הרע אלו הניצות הקדושה על ידי אמירת ברוך המן. And how does he get his power? Through Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael need to give him over some power in order to continue existing, in order to give this equilibrium, this free choice. Therefore, that's what the whole inyan of Chayv Inish Lebisume Bepuria, Ad Delo Yada Ben Baruch Haman, in order to give Haman his source, in order to continue living. V'abrachahi Lashon Hamshacha. Bracha means to give, to source. Shemamshichim Aral Insus Shebetoch Haman Shu Bechinat Kale. Now, tremendous, tremendous insight of what this is, because we don't really have pshat in this. We don't really have to add the lo yada. You have to be so shikr in order to not make a difference between Haman and Mordechai. Meaning, you have to come to the point where you have to recognize that everything comes from Hashem, whether it's good whether it's bad, whether you win $1 billion in the lottery or chas v'shalom the opposite, you have to know that everything comes from Hashem. That's the yesod. And not only that, Kabbalah teaches us not only a musa, but also you have to source the other side in order to, for everything to be equilibrium. In an equilibrium. Let's continue. L'chein tzarich l'ma b'lo kavana. I'm just repeating. Achav shehu shikor v'yatza midat. It's quite mefurosh. The reason it says shikor v'yatza midat is quite mefurosh. They have to be completely, completely shikor. Now, why do you have to be completely shikor? Exactly for the reason that we've been telling us. The Ariz has been telling us. She'im yeh chaz v'shalom b'kavana. Because if you give this power to the other side with your full intention, right? L'shem yichud gusha b'riichu. I'm here to give full power to Haman. Ya'ir gam el klipa chaz v'shalom. I'm going to read a little note over here. Amnam im yomru ken shlo b'shat shikor. אלא בכוונה יכול להשפיע להמשיך חס ושלום גם אל הקלי בעצמה ולא רק את הניצוץ הקדושה שבה לכן חייב איניש לביסומה אז דייק לומר בלא כוונה ברוך המן ואז ימשך הערה רק לניצוץ הקדושה ולא לקלי. Again, the way we're viewing the negative entity is that you have what's called a nitzut akidusha. That is the source of all the sources. Around that you have the negative entity which is sourced from that very powerful nitzut. Now we have to be very, very careful when we're doing this. Because when you're sourcing the negative side, you have to make sure not to source it directly, but rather indirectly. You have to source its neshama. The neshama of all neshamas is only one. You have to source the neshama of the negative entity, this evil source, which is powered by the Ein Sof, is powered by the HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And therefore, you must do it in a very limited fashion. And the way you do it in a very limited fashion is becoming very, very shikr, very, very drunk. And therefore, the kavanah is very, very diluted. I mean, extremely diluted. You have to be, his lashon over here is shikor v'yotza midato. You have to be to the point where you really don't know right and left is right. Bo chaman, and the opposite, chaz v'shalom. So therefore, the point is that you're giving, sourcing the negative entity, but a very, very limited amount of shefa, just the basic necessities that keeps it going, not more than that. Because chaz v'shalom, if you're at the stage of giving Haman shefa, but you give him directly to the klipa, that's a tremendous gam in the sefirot in the patsufin, and can lead to tremendous kilkulim. So we don't want to do that, and that's the whole soul behind chayv inish lebisume bepuria. So let's just finish off over here, and then he continues by saying v'nir le'enedat. He says chayv vital says kishanu mamshuchim or moach bina berachel alidei shkiat yayin biribui gadol. Besides the what we just spoke about now, by the fact you're drinking wine, I mean dafka wine, as opposed to whiskey or any other liquor, the Indian of Purim is dafka by wine, because wine, it's special sword behind wine, that you're giving ribu shefa to Rachel. Okay, v'yesh ha'ara gdola sheyesh ba'koach la'ir gam el nitzutz ha'hu asher betoch ha'klipa. Because this inyan of giving the shefa happens through wine. He explains, hine v'fi she'amar she'ata ika ha'mshecha da'or el nitzutz betoch ha'kali hu al yedia mirat baruch ha'man v'ze ba'akan le'osif b'yu ha'acher she'en ha'mshecha rak al yedia mirat levad ela ha'mshecha na'asit gam al yedia ha'shtiyat ha'atzma v'hu al yedia ha'shtiyat ha'nu ma'mshecha or המוח הבינה ברחל, וכיוון רבים בשתייה בריבוי גדול, נמשך מזה אור גדול מאוד, המוח בריבו אור שיש, יש בכוחו להעיר עד ניצוץ הנקרא אשר בתוכה. So it's not only that the fact that we're saying ברוך המן in a completely shikr fashion, but the fact is just the fact that we're drinking wine. Wine has a special segula. He doesn't go into it. We're going to go into the next paragraph. When you're drinking wine, mind has a special sigula koach to go and direct itself into that nitzut akedusha. So again, to summarize, we have to do two things: the amira al baruch haman through a status of shikor, and also the fact of drink, the ma'aseh of shtia, also will establish and also accomplish this fact. Okay, good. We'll stop it here for now. We'll continue next time.